True. Hopefully we'll stay on topic this time.
Yeah, well, you know.
A concept.
A concept. But on topic. Well, the day that we do that, I was about to say, I wish someone was here to give us a dollar when we do stay on topic.
My God, maybe we'd actually do it.
Do you think we can bribe, you know?
Bribe someone to bribe us to stay on topic.
I'm pretty sure.
How would we bribe them? Do we just give the dollar back? Bribe someone $5 to give us a dollar if we stay on topic.
No, we gotta get money bags to do it. We gotta get daddy.
I hate it. Thanks.
What's funny is I know that I'm gonna edit out his name later, so it's gonna be even funnier for me.
Oh no.
I was about to say we're continuing on to our K-drama bullshit, but really what it was is we watched My First Love, and then Catherine was just like, you know what we should watch? Because she's been trying to get me to watch Strong Girl Bongsoon for like almost a year at this point, it feels. I think it's been somewhere
close. Have we been doing this for a year?
No, I don't think so, but it feels like a year.
I have no idea how long we've been doing this. I've lost track of time.
Okay, we haven't been doing this for a year, but Grace and I have definitely been doing this for a year.
Oh, yeah. You guys have been doing this over a year, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea. We have a lot of episodes. We've been doing...
Remember, I listened to your first episode and I was in Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just name drops Vegas. I was in Vegas.
I was in Vegas once, guys.
But, you know, you got me. You got me. Today, I was just in a mood where I was just like, sure, whatever. Plus, I make you watch a lot of stuff, so it seems only fair.
Oh, how the tables have tabled.
They sure have. And then they were thrown because the girl's too strong. Well, that was in, like, one of the little animations. It was, like, a little
that
girl throwing
a
table.
She's, like, flipping a table. Yeah.
So, it was in context, and it wasn't super cheesy.
That's fair.
Although it was super cheesy, I'm gonna pretend it wasn't.
Okay. Whatever you say, Chad.
It is. It's 3 a.m. I wish we...
Are we doing intros now?
I almost wish that I did have, like, one of those little random intro insert things that I do, but I don't.
It's like one of those things where you realize it's like we never say the name of this podcast or our names.
Yeah. I do that all the time. Grace and I do that all the time. She's like, oh yeah, I realize we have not introduced ourselves in several episodes. I'm like...
I feel like the only time names are said are when we're referring to people from other... So, if you and Grace refer to me, or if we refer to Grace, or, like, or if I say your name, like...
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that's the only way our names are said, is if it's someone saying the other's name.
It's almost if it's natural to do that. Unlike in TV shows where they're like, oh, how you doing, sis? Like, if I had a sister or a brother, I would not talk to them. Like say, hey, what's up, bro?
Yeah, I only say that if I'm, like, specifically trying to patronize someone.
Yeah, I don't even do that when I'm talking to normal people. I just start talking.
Sometimes when I talk to... make sure you bleep that name out, because you know that's a name that can't be said.
Yeah.
Whenever I talk to him, I'm just like, bro, because it's funny to me, but, like, it's specifically to be patronizing.
Kind of like how, I don't know if he still does it, he used to say bet all the time. Does he still do that?
Yes.
Oh, gross.
Yes, constant.
When will the streets bet. Be stopped? Well, anyway. Well, that's kind of, honestly, that brings us back to Strong Girl, because that's kind of how I feel about... the dude that, I don't remember his name, the dude that Strong Girl is crushing on. Her childhood best friend.
What? Gook-do? Something like that.
Yeah.
I can spell it.
The funny thing is I remember seeing it in the subtitles, but I don't remember what she said.
It's G-U-K-do.
It's like when she said his name, my brain
I think it's Gook-do.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
I can't dispute you because I literally don't remember. But him. I remember his face, not his name. But I don't know how I feel about him. I'm, like, not all that into him. He seems too, like, I don't want to say annoying. That's not the right word. He's very, like, paternal. And, I mean, that's kind of a turnoff for me. But it's, like, paternal in the worst sense. Where it's just, like, I'm going to, like, tell you things that you need to do. But then also be equally as distant as a distant yeah. father.
He's that same where he's like, I must protect, but, like, can't get past the need to protect to understand why he feels the need to protect people around him. But I think it's because he also, as you said, has a boner for justice, so.
He does. Justice makes him horny. He was all like, I've gotta do the right thing! I'm like, okay. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but geez, calm
he's
down.
Just, yeah, he's like that.
He's like, can't sleep, have to do justice.
He's very chaotic.
Well, he just makes me think of, like, a dog.
He's a lawful good.
Yeah. Well, he's also a cop, so.
Yeah. So, yeah.
If you're a cop, I would hope you're a lawful good.
I feel like most of the other cops are true neutrals.
I would hope that all cops would be either a lawful good or at very least a lawful neutral. Yeah. Where you're just like, it's not bothering nobody. Who cares?
Yeah.
We don't need those lawful evils out there.
It's true.
They populate our world so much. But I don't know. I don't know how I feel going into who is... Okay, so the dude... Okay, Ari... I'm just now remembering that the dude in the very beginning who almost got, like, who fell off in the bus.
Yeah.
That's the same dude who hired her later on.
Yes.
I almost
so
forgot
he,
that.
So he met her way back when because she saved all these people in a bus that he was in. But he never saw, or, like, he saw her face, but he can't remember what her face looks like. And then he's come across her later on. He doesn't know this yet, though.
He doesn't know that's her?
No, he hasn't.
How does he not put two and two together?
He's a little bit of a dumbass.
I love it. I mean, he's hot, too, so...
He hasn't quite figured that out yet. Because he also doesn't remember what her face looks like, so that's part of it.
I love a hot, smarty.
And it was, like, a long time ago when they were in, like, high school, I think?
Hmm. I love a hot, smarty who's also a dummy.
Yeah, that's kind of where he's at. Like, he's smart, but he's also kind of dumb at the same time. Like, he's one of those.
Ugh, that's, like, the perfect in-between.
Yeah.
You're like, I can deal with that.
Yeah. Like, he's smart where it matters, but sometimes he just doesn't get it.
And that makes sense. We can all relate, I feel. Yeah.
But he's...
Here in our relationship podcast, I think we can all relate.
Yeah. But he's a good kid. Good kid.
He's a good bean.
He is a good bean. So tall, also. He is so tall.
Is he? I didn't really notice in context.
Well, honestly, both of those two characters are very tall, but he's also quite tall. He's a lanky boy.
Yeah.
When you see him stand, like, right next to her, you notice it. Because she's also kind of short, too, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually, I feel like a lot of the girls are, like, relatively short.
Yeah.
Except for in, like, My First Love, they seem to all, like... be rather tall.
Yeah.
Or on the taller end, yeah. I mean. I don't know.
Well, he's also, the guy who plays the cop is also in My First Love. As
yes.
the main character.
Way more into
as
him.
As Teo.
Way more into him as Teo than I am as the cop. But we'll see how time progresses.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come around.
He is one of the main characters, so, like, you do get pretty deep into him.
Maybe it'll be, like, when I was watching Supernatural initially, and I was, like, a Sam girl in, like, the very first season, and then I became a Dean girl.
I was never a Sam girl. Never really liked Sam like that.
Okay, I did for, like, the very first, like, couple of episodes.
Oh, okay.
It was only because Dean seemed like a dick.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no. Like,
I was kind of into it,
but I was like, oh, that's bad for me.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't think I was into either of them for a minute, but... I did have it, like, when I... At least I don't remember clearly, but... It's been a long time, though.
Hey, after finishing this most recent season of Supernatural, which I did, by the way, a couple of days ago...
Oh, boy. I saw it's on Netflix now.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing already.
Oh, jeez.
I usually do when they first put it out, but I also, like, usually... I put it on while I'm doing other things.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah. And I breeze right through it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did it while I was... I put it on while I was doing my hair, and I, like, breeze right through it.
Yeah.
But, I feel like I really, like, understood why I'm a Dean girl, and I'm like, I think it's because he just makes so much sense. Like, when you understand him, it's just like, I understand all of your motivations.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really get surprised by what he's gonna do, you're just like, I know you're gonna do it.
He's like, predictable, but not like in a bad way. Just in a like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, like he's gonna be like, sense. Oh, I'm not gonna do that. I'm just like, I know you're going to. You say you're not going to, but I know you're gonna do it.
Everyone knows.
Yeah.
We've been new to these facts.
Whereas Sam is way more likely to actually surprise you and do shit that you're like, don't do that.
It's true.
And I'm like, I'm not into that.
Welcome also, to a new like, Supernatural podcast.
Don't even get me started. I could definitely do it, especially with the way that this past season ended, and I'm gonna talk to you about this later. But
we need to watch some episodes of Supernatural and do a proper episode on it, I feel like.
Oh yeah. Like I said, I'm totally down to watch the initial 5 seasons all over again because the original arc is so good. But it's what's true, really interesting is the way that they kind of call back to it at the end of this season, because next season's supposed to be the last one.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I remember hearing that announced and being like, yep, it's time.
Do you know what's crazy?
What?
That's ending. Grey's Anatomy got 2 more seasons.
Jesus Christ.
They were like, oh, you ending? Bye-bye!
And is NCIS just over yet?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. Grey's Anatomy is, like, really up there to be, like, one of the longest running, like, live-action shows, I feel.
Jeez.
Because Simpsons has been on forever.
Right. What's that other show I'm thinking of? It's Always Sunny has been on for a minute.
I think they're approaching, like, the record for, like, longest-running comedy.
Nice.
These are all fun things.
I'm almost done with that. I need to find the last season, because it's not on Hulu.
I'm surprised. They usually do it, like, right before it comes out.
Yeah.
But, you know, they used to put it on Netflix pretty quickly. I don't know.
Well, It's Always Sunny isn't on Netflix, is it?
It used to be. I don't think it is anymore. I think it became a Hulu.
That's why I'm watching it on Hulu.
I think it became a Hulu exclusive.
Yeah.
They have a lot of FX things on there. But anyway, this isn't about FX. This is about Strong Girl. I enjoyed the first episode that we watched and definitely want to watch more because, mm-hmm. like, the production value is, like, very good.
It is, yeah. It's done really well.
The whole cast is attractive, so I'm into it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The storyline is pretty good so far. Mm-hmm. And I know
they have a lot of subplots, which is nice, too. Because, like, if you're not super into one thing, it's like, don't worry. There are a few others to concern yourself with.
Yeah, sometimes I find it hard to, like, pay attention if there aren't, like, gays around. Like, usually it's not, like, if there aren't gays or minorities around, I'm not interested. Or, like, a very strong female character.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, they have, you know.
Which is hard to find in K-dramas, like, all of those things.
Like, yeah, I mean,
to find one of those things is tough. Especially to find all of those things is really hard. The strong female characters is something that is, like, becoming.
Well, they're all Korean, so they're definitely going to be minorities, but.
Well, yeah, but, like, in the context of Korea.
Yeah.
They're not. I wouldn't call it that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, whatever. We'll work it.
Maybe
out.
To us, but, like, if you're in Korea, you can't walk down the street and be like, look, it's a minority. It's like, no, it's just a Korean person.
Yeah. I don't know. I really do want more gays. That's really all it is. I have to just watch other things. I think there's some that are like that, but they're, like, Thai shows.
Yeah. And a lot of the bigger ones, I think, especially, you're not going to find a lot of. Like, maybe the smaller indie ones.
Yeah.
You might find more gay characters, but. Yeah, like I said, Strong Girl does have one gay character, but it's not necessarily the best or most accurate representation of one.
Mm.
But it's at least something, and it's one of those things where it's like, it's perhaps a step. It's not, like, the most offensive representation of a gay character I've seen, I will say that, but. So it's not, like, that bad, but.
It's not that bad.
It's just more of, like, he's more of, like, a joke than he is, like. Oh, he's not especially crucial to the plot or anything.
Am I a clown to you, Korea? Well, they definitely got a huge check for the strong female character one.
Yes, absolutely. Literally. So literal.
Also, I'm kind of, I don't know how I feel about the mom. I don't know if I'm into the mom or not. At least she's a little humorous.
She's very funny. Like, the things she does, she's just very. She's just always doing some stuff. And you do get, like, glimpses of, like, okay, well, she's not truly evil. But she's also, like, it's one of those characters where it's, like, you can never be, like, wow, she's such a, like, good person.
Yeah.
Like, she's not a good person. But, like, she does have somewhat redeeming moments.
She's not good, but she's not the worst.
Right. Like, she's not the villain in the show, but she's not exactly a hero either.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching more and seeing more of Hot CEO.
I already want to watch it more, and I've seen it a few times now, so.
Obsessed.
Yes. It's just so good. Like, it really is. I just get such joy out of it. And especially watching
it. Even the creepy parts?
I don't like those parts. Those are scary. Like, seriously, it happened once when I was, like, home alone at night, and I'm like, I don't like this. I don't like it. Because it's like that every episode, and it just gets worse. It just gets creepier and creepier.
I was gonna say, have you seen those parts at all?
Yeah, like, I've seen, like, I would try and watch parts of them, but I'm, like, after a while, because especially, like, once, I would kind of, like, skim through it so I, like, know what's happening, but honestly, if you technically skip through all of them, you do eventually figure out what's happening, because they talk about it later, because, you know, cops, but, mm-hmm. like, I just don't want to watch a lot of it, because it's not fun for me. Because, you know, Netflix has the, like, 15 seconds skip button, yeah. So I would just use that and be like, what's going on? Okay, I get it. But I would try and watch it. I just, if it's like, if I'm home alone late at night, I'm like, nah, I'm just gonna skip past. It's fine.
I wonder if they have a K-drama equivalent of Supernatural.
I don't know.
I'm interested. I'm gonna have to look through the, like, K-drama section that they have on Netflix, because I feel like I have a bunch of stuff saved. Like, I have that Something of Alhambra thing saved that I haven't watched yet.
And if you want even more variety, there's a website that is free. It also has an app called Viki. Viki? I don't know how it's pronounced, but it's V-I-K-I. And it's free. It does have advertisements, though, unless you pay for it. And it has, like, thousands of, like, K-dramas and Chinese dramas and Thai dramas.
Oh my god, are they going to become a sponsor?
It's endless. It is endless. And they are, like, the app is, like, decent. You also get, like, there's a comment section so people can, like, comment live as it's happening, and you can, like, people, let me tell you, they get real thirsty on
I was going to say, I'm like, is everyone horny in them? Because I swear, in every little chat, like, if you go on a website and they have a little chat thing on the side, everyone is horny.
The one I mentioned, especially because, you know, a lot of these K-dramas have, like, romancing, so a lot of people are really just here to see, like, romantic love interests. And one of the ones I was watched, that with the athletic high school, one of the main love interest is a swimmer, so there's a lot of shots of him wearing nothing other than, like, a tight swimsuit, right? And these, you could tell every time there's one of these scenes, because the comment section would just explode.
girl, let me tell you, they love their swimmers.
It's true.
Because when they had that swimming anime free, girl, when I tell you there were a bunch of people on the internet who was just going wild over this animated show about these high school boys on a swim team, I'm like, are you serious? This is animated.
Yeah, they're
like, ooh, they're so hot. I'm like, these are drawn abs. Yeah, these are not real.
They're really like that. They're really like that, so.
But let me stop trying to drag people for emoting onto that. I mean, I was literally just talking about Leomon on Digimon the other day.
Oh my god.
You know what? Furry rights. Am I right, ladies?
Do we need to start that segment that you and Grace have that's like, Chad, love yourself?
Hey, it's been gone for a long time.
In this podcast as well. Do I need to bring it back?
It's been gone for a very, very long time. And honestly, most of those people that I said that about, I still stand behind it.
Chad, love yourself.
I mean, whatever. Furry rights! Alright, well, we're gonna go. Like,
on that note.
We're definitely gonna watch more episodes of this, but I want to delve more into the K-drama world.
I can't wait for you to see episode 3.
Yeah, again, like I said, I already was watching. When I was watching that survival show, which was Produce 48 last summer, that shit was like, it could vary between like an hour and a half to like 4 hours of me watching that shit a week.
Oh my god.
Yeah, because weirdly enough, though, editing, like, the actual episodes fluctuate, and I'm like, how? How did they fluctuate and you can still program this?
Yeah.
But whatever. Anyway, Mnet's doing their thing. As always, thanks for listening, guys. Gucci!
Gucci!